I like working here. It's all right. It's not too hard. It's not too easy, but not too hard.
Adrian Brinkley has been working for Harbor City Services for 6 months.
It's something that fits the timing of my in my life right now. Like, it was God's plan for me to be here.
Adrian has a mental illness for which he receives medication. So does Joseph McPherson, who started working at Harbor City 6 years ago.
Some of them are surprised. Some of them didn't think I'd be able to work on it. I'm real proud because I didn't think I'd ever be able to work this long before.
Harbor City Services, based in a warehouse in Baltimore, Maryland, works for other businesses, managing documents, shredding paper copies that are no longer needed, offering commercial moving and delivery services. The company does not seem very different from other firms that perform such business services. But one part of Harbor City is unusual, its workforce. Everyone, more than 50 people, including those who work part-time, has a psychiatric disability or is a recovering drug abuser. John Heron, a former university professor and a licensed social worker who also has a master's degree in business, founded the company 20 years ago. He is its chief executive officer.
A job doesn't cure mental illness, and it doesn't cure substance abuse. But it's real hard to recover from those things if you don't have a job. A job gives people not just money, but it gives them purpose. It captures their need for a social life. I think that a job really becomes a necessary part of recovery from any illness.
Harbor City is a social enterprise, a nonprofit business with a social purpose that operates on income it earns rather than relying on donations, gifts, or government grants. The company is committed to hiring people with disabilities, and the only benefit it receives is exemption from taxes.
While we don't seek out donations, and my answer to people is, don't just give me your money, give me your business so I can hire more people and grow to scale. We need to provide this kind of opportunity to a lot more people.
Harbor City faces an extra challenge as an employer, says Heron. In addition to competing for business, the chief executive has to remain attentive to his workers' needs. In particular, their relapse potential, the possibility of a setback in their recovery from addiction.
Don't get angry with yourself because you are not doing it fast enough.
Such problems can come to light during the morning group meditation, an important part of each workday at Harbor City Services.
For a lot of society, we look on relapse or going to the hospital as a failure. We don't here. That's the, I think, fundamental difference in the way we operate. So we take away the fact that if you get sick, you lose your job. We say if you get sick, take off for a while, come back to work when you're able.
Sometimes Harbor City's employees are hired away by its customers. That means their talent and stability have been noticed. Heron calls it a success. Michael Freeman, who was a drug addict, calls himself a success too. He earned enough trust while working on shed building projects at Harbor City that he has formed his own business, operating as a subcontractor for Harbor City.
When you come out from jail, you know, you're marked as a felon. And it's very hard to get a job out there in society marked as a felon because a lot of employers don't want to give you that chance. So I was very grateful to have the job.
Like many other Harbor City Services workers, Freeman says his plan is to be a productive member of society and provide for his family. Amy Katz, VOA News.